a quick idea right before Ma'ariv, maybe it's just a nice Dvar Torah. The psukim that we started with talk about Pinchas killing Zimri and Cosby. So Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Heshev es Chamasi. Right, he killed Zimri and Cosby, this Pinchas. So why does it mention all those names? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Why does it have to mention his father, his father's father? Why do we need all that history? So starts with the Tanya. The Tanya says that there are two midos in a person that seem like they're a contradiction, but really they're not a contradiction at all. There's sinna and ahava. There's hatred and love. Now, a lot of times they could be in conflict. You could hate someone and it's hard to love them at the same time. You could love someone, you probably don't hate them at the same time. But says the Tanya, there are times, the Baal Tanya says, where those two midos, those two traits are actually in confluence. They work together. They cooperate. So what kind of times are that? So Rav Shlomo Warman, he used to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Hank, my alma mater. Rav Shlomo Warman quotes in his Sefer that Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz had an interesting idea about this. He said that when Pinchas went ahead and killed Zimri and Cosby, so there was definitely sinna there. There was definitely kinna there. There was definitely zealotry, and he hated what they were doing. But the only way that he could commit such an act, such a brutal act of murder in public on a stick, the Zimri and Cosby kebab, they called it in elementary school, the only way he could summon up all that sinna was because he had all that ahava for them also. The only reason he felt that he had to destroy them and stop them from doing the sin is because he loved them so much that he couldn't see them act this way. And so that sinna and ahava came together in the most beautiful of ways, which resulted in a Kiddush Hashem galore and resulted in tons of brachas for Pinchas because he used sinna and ahava together. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that also explains a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, well, there's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Yuma that says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the enemy came into the Beis HaMikdash and saw that the Kruvim were facing each other, embracing. The Maharsha points out that a Gemara elsewhere says that the Kruvim only embraced, only looked at each other when Hashem had total ahava, total care for the Jewish people, when the Jewish people were doing right, when they weren't sinning. So isn't that a stira? How could it be that, on the one hand, the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed, that shows so much hatred, so much anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards the Jewish people. On the other hand, the Kruvim are looking at each other, which is supposed to be a sign of love and a sign of affection that Hashem has for us. So says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, it's not a contradiction. The anger that Hashem has at us, that He has to take revenge against us, He's destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that's not out of hate, that's out of, it's anger at the moment, but it's combined with a love, an ahava that knows no bounds. Hashem wants what's best for us, Hashem wants the ultimate reward for us. At this very moment, we're not deserving of it. So He takes His anger, and He takes His ahava, and He puts them together, and what comes out is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's always the cooperation of these two midas, hate and love, ahava and sinna, anger and love, all these things coming together, one perfect act on the hand of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we, v'halachta bedrachav, are supposed to follow in the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so the same way that He takes both of those opposing midos and uses them together, the same way Pinchas takes both those opposing midos and uses them together, so too we are to strive. Don't give mustard to your friend unless you feel like you really love him. When you're trying to give your friend some advice, so make sure it's coming from the right place, make sure it's coming from ahava for him, and not chas v'shalom, the opposite. And in fact, maybe that's the answer to why Pinchas' whole lineage was listed here. Pinchas ben Elazar, okay, that makes sense, it's his father. Ben Aaron HaKohen? Why didn't you tell me Ben Aaron HaKohen? We know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says Aaron was Oev es Abrios Mekarvan LaTorah. Aaron, out of his deep love for Bnei Yisrael, so he went ahead and did Kiruv, he brought everyone closer to Torah, he inspired people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only through Ahava. The same Pinchas that's going ahead and doing this act of anger, this act of zealotry, this act of hate, is the very same Pinchas who has all the midos of Aaron HaKohen. He's Oev es Abrios Mekarvan LaTorah. Out of that Ahava, he needs to give Musa right now. He needs to kill Zimri. That's true. But it's only because of the confluence of Ahava and Sinna coming together. So we should all strive for those midos and more good midos, and the Mitzvah Shem will meet back here next week for discussion of next week's parsha.